It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply. Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to RyanSickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, y'all. I'm Ryan Sickler. I'm going to start this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for anything you do to support anything I do. And thank you for that. Thank you for supporting this show. I love this show. This show, you got to watch. This is a show you want to watch. You know what I mean? Like Sam and Kirsten are bringing life to this thing. You got old childhood pictures here, something a little different. And I'm really loving doing this thing. Come see me on tour. It feels fucking good, bro. If I'm in your town, when you're around, tickets are available on my site at RyanSickler.com. All right, I'm very excited to have this guest with me here, y'all, in the Way Back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Prof. Welcome to the Way Back.
I'm so hyped, man.
Dude, I know you are because we've been talking before this. So before we get into what we're going to talk about, promote everything you'd like, please.
Fuck no. You know me, baby. I'm not promoting nothing. You guys were talking about it earlier, and then you can go into here and we'll get the dates right. And if you go on tour here or whatever, I'm not going to promote it. I don't promote
June
it on
11th,
your show.
Come see me. So I always try to start these episodes off with asking somebody if they've ever had an experience in this Way Back seat.
Yeah.
Real quick, how old are you?
40.
All right, so you're 40. You're old enough to remember one of these for sure.
Yeah.
Because I had a guest. I'm trying to remember who our guest was. It was like, my grandma had one of these. I was like, all right, you're on the cusp.
You know, I'm a little young for these, but good thing we were like super broke and we had the, and we were still riding in these. These were like not really a thing and we were embarrassed to be in them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I was in this.
My buddy Shannon owns a junkyard and we and I were just talking about it. And I think he said the last station wagon, I want to say it was like a 96 or 97 Caprice. I think that's when that body style was gone.
So what
was your experience in one of these?
Well, yeah. So I'm like, oh, the Way Back. Of course, this is what it is. We're looking back in traffic. I was telling you before, you're like, hold on, don't tell a story. But I was back here. We had too many kids. I don't know, 7 to 10 or
is
something
that right?
Like that. I could go through them all, but it's, you know, stepsisters, brothers. We had a blended family. So like there was a lot of us.
So at any point in time,
we
there
had
could
two,
be up to 10 in that car.
We had two of them. Both sides,
no.
Each had one.
You had two, twin cars.
What do we call them? It was like, we had a bad name.
Do you
name
remember what
them.
It was?
Well, I don't know what we called it. My mama would know. You know, the wood grain on the outside.
Yeah.
We just, and I was the youngest.
The
I really didn't know. But my older sisters
getter.
Were just talking shit. They hated it. They were embarrassed to be in it and everything. And we would be in the Way Back seat. And I think there was like one on a side too. Like people could sit on the sides. Like it was like a whole.
Yeah. We've seen some of those had like a little like a fire
yes,
pit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we were on the freeway on 35W in Minnesota, the biggest freeway out there. And the whole door, that big ass
door
opened up. Everybody started screaming and shit.
Yeah.
We were not buckled in. And then
the door flew open on
yes,
the highway.
There's the door. There's the door. Yes. That was insane. Yeah, that was basically, that was us, but we were going 65 miles an hour, swerving. Oh my God! And then my brother was trying to grab it, but then I was like, if you like, and then the older sister was like, don't grab it, because it was like way too far out.
Yeah.
And we had to like pull over and shit. Yeah, the whole door popped open.
That's crazy.
I was super, super young, so I don't remember like if someone opened it or if it just went pow, but it flew all the way open and we were swerving through traffic and we were looking directly at the cars behind us.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So that's my way back story right there. Yeah.
We haven't had anybody had that yet.
Yeah. We ended up being safe, but you know, we had the way back was cool, but my dad and mom split when I was like two and he was just super gnarly. And he had one of those nasty vans with no windows around this motherfucker. Right. And so this is how he would transport the whole family. He just put
a windowless van.
Windowless van, plywood, and he cut it out. So you know how you get up and there's that place where you can put your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put like an L bench out of plywood and stuff things underneath it. And there was just a big 8-foot-long bench of plywood. And us kids would just sit cross-legged. Just like that, just sitting there, and he would drive like that. So if we would slam on the brakes, we just fucking tumble to the front, roll back to the back. Like, yeah, that we would just be sitting on plywood. That's how he would take us around. Yeah.
No windows, nothing.
No windows, nothing. And then we'd get out the back.
Just like a work van.
That's it right there. Yeah. It was blue and crusty, you know, just like that, you know. That's
look
a nice
at that
one.
Thing. That's a nice one.
Yeah, we had a really bad one. No windows. So we didn't know where we were when we arrived. It was just like you open up. Oh, shit. Where are we at now? We're at the grocery
it's
store.
Like
or whatever.
Time travel.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You guys are time traveling. Where are we at?
Yeah, no windows for sure.
All right. So you grow up in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. Specifically Minneapolis, the Powderhorn neighborhood.
And your parents split it too.
Yep.
And then you live with mom mostly or?
There was a couple years there where it was like mom mostly on Lindale and my dad kept a house in Powderhorn. And then, eventually he like won back like half custody. So then I would do a week at my mom's, week at my pop's. And, my mom was a lot more better of a parent. You know, my dad was like a bachelor. We were, you know, he had sleeping bags. We would sleep on sleeping bags. Like that was my bed for a few years in the same room as my sisters, you know? Good night. And we just cuddle up on the sleeping bag and I would go to sleep with the sound of like those little pebbles in the inside moving around. Like, and that was cool with me. I loved it. I was like, this is cool. And then he met a woman and she went through the house like, what the fuck is this? Oh my God, you got your children and this. And then he ended up marrying her and she came through and she gave us beds. You know, she made sure there was beds and stuff like that. So Pops always lived in Powderhorn along with my stepmom. Mom moved out over on Lindale. And started a relationship with the blended family. And then
and how close is that, like the drive? 15 minutes?
Oh,
is that pretty close?
7 minutes.
All right, like, so everybody's around.
On the south side, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you say you get in trouble. I asked you before we started recording, you ever sneak out or any of that stuff?
Yeah, like, yeah. No, like oh, later in life, like I was just, you ever sneak out and vandalize? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
I also wonder this too, with a big family like that, even as parents, if you got 7 kids or whatever, how the hell you tell if one of them snuck out at night? You know what I mean?
And I was the last one. I was the youngest. And so by the time some of these kids were going off to college or going out on their own, like they didn't give a fuck about me. They're like, oh, you're cooking your own dinner. It's like you're a grown man. Like, so I would be out. They wouldn't know like where I was or whatever.
What
you know,
would
they
you
would
go
let
do?
Me do whatever. I would go vandalize.
What? Like what?
I was deep into a graffiti crew and shit. And
we were
loving that shit. We were all over the city. We were beefing. We were getting into fights, claiming territories and shit like that.
With
and
other
like,
graffiti crews?
Yeah.
Yep, isn't that hilarious?
Yep. Crossing each other out.
So, like, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I know there's worlds and segments of the planet I'll never be a part of, but like, no, I'm sure there's a bunch of denim bros out there fighting over denim and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Different patches on the jean jackets.
I'll never be aggressive about.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's where your passion is. Huh?
No, but this is like, for me, I fell into it because I was angry about a lot of things. Like looking back, I didn't know what it was, but I had anger. I wanted to break things. And I was an artist. I was always in my sketchbook.
I was going to ask you, were you good or were you just writing like,
I was good as hell. You could check out my paintings now. Like, you know, I've always been an artist. So I'm in my sketchbook. I'm doing this. And then the first time I hit the streets late at night and I got this rush. It's illegal. It's great. And I go, and I'm like, oh, like this was the biggest rush ever. I like immediately found love. I was immediately high, hooked on crack. You know what I'm saying? Like it was, I was literally hooked on crack at two. So, and then, so I was doing both at the same time. No, I'm just playing. I wasn't.
I know. I've sat so down with you a few times.
I fell into it, you know, it's really tough. And, chased by police, you know, beaten by police, police breaking into people's houses that, you know, Minneapolis police, look it up. It was just in the front page of the Star Tribune of like, they were found guilty of all hiding all this shit.
Well,
like,
I mean, we did an episode not long after the whole riots and everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's no secret. Well, you know, I was deep into what the police were doing, and I'd figure out there how crooked they were. They were just running into our houses, beating up, pushing things over, tackling
people's
mamas and shit.
So you're not egging cars and shit like that.
They got us.
That's the kind of stuff we would do. We wouldn't
just egging cars.
Yeah, well, I mean, not just that. We're throwing rocks. We were dickheads. You know, we talked about snowballs, bombing cars. I mean, you didn't do any of that in the winter.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I
Minneapolis.
I took the out of Ramsey International Fine Arts Center. I took a fucking the whole gymnasium. You know those racks of footballs.
Yeah.
I took a whole. It was like a wheeler.
Yeah, with the metal rack.
It was filled
rack.
With like with 100 footballs.
Yeah.
And we dragged it down two blocks to 35W and dumped the whole shit over the bridge. Seven to eight lanes
that
of traffic.
Is dangerous as shit. Can you imagine driving right now to overpass 80 footballs are just coming out of nowhere?
Not going everywhere. We're like, yeah, we just dumped the whole fucking
That's
thing.
Insane.
Yeah, man. Like, just in this conversation, you just asked me these questions, and then you're popping up all these new memories of like shit I've done. Man, in that same school, there was three levels of the stairway. It was a three story school. It's a big school. It's called at Justice Allen Page right now. It's on
and
the
is
south
this,
side.
Is
Nicollet.
This your high school?
This
middle
is
school?
My grade school.
Great. Oh, this is elementary. Okay.
Elementary. There it is. Man, a lot of shit went down there, man. So the stairwells. Three levels, you can see all the way down them. You know what I'm saying? So you got that, you can look over and throw things down this motherfucker. So every day we'd sneak out of lunch early and then, you know, we'd go up to the top. I don't know how they didn't, we did this for like years. And we just throw shit down there. And
what are you throwing? Books?
We wait for lunch. Lunch is in the basement.
And who are we hitting?
Everyone's having lunch.
Anyone?
When the bell rings at lunchtime, 1,000 people start walking up those
that's
stairs.
Massive, yeah.
And so we just take our lunch and just dump it on people, whatever. You know, and my friend, he would always push it to the next level. He's a father now. He's a good man. But one day he comes to school. He goes, he has a Gatorade bottle. He goes, and he hey, man, I shit in this and I pissed it and I mixed it all up.
No.
He's
oh,
like,
hell no.
This is what we're doing for lunch today.
No.
I was like, oh, hell yeah, let's go.
In elementary school.
Yeah.
I like how you said he's a good dad.
Yeah, it's all.
Man of the cloth.
Mm-hmm. He's cool now, but he was very
did
fun to hang around.
Did he do it?
Absolutely, bro. And I said, let's go. I'm coming with you. Let's do it, you know? We go to the top, and we're just looking down. Ba-da-ding, the bell rings.
Oh,
and I'm just right there because he's at the very, very top, and I'm like down a couple because I'm looking at him. I just want to see it all.
You can get arrested.
I want the best.
That.
I mean, that's got to be you know dangerous. You know what I'm saying? For people,
it's fun. It's literal shit. Yeah, it is.
So
I think it's a hate crime, no matter what race you are.
No, there was it mostly landed on a bunch of black girls, and so they were real. Yeah, it was screaming. It was here it is again. But then you know I'm looking at people like the realization, and I'm peeking over like. Oh shit, you know? Ah! Oh my God!
Oh man, I can't imagine.
And then we're running. And then the next day, we're in class. I'm in class with them. And they go, there's one kid, I forget his name. And they go, can something, something come please, please come to the office? He was like the grade A student, tattletale there every day, you know? Oh. And then he got up and we're like, oh, that's interesting, you know? And then like five minutes later, it's like, Will, please come to the office. And I'm like, oh.
It wasn't even that long.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, so. Yeah, he was suspended.
I was going to say, he probably get expelled for that shit.
Yeah, not these days. But yeah.
Oh, man. tell me about stealing a car. We were talking about that before
too. Yeah, this is a little bit later in high school when I went to South High.
The days are warmer, the walks are longer, and one easy way to help your dog shine this season is with fresh, healthy food from the Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog makes real, fresh dog food and delivers it right to your door. Recipes are developed by a vet nutritionist, made from real meat and veggies and portioned just for your dog. Right portions make it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest predictors of a full, healthy life. Look at Princess Lily Rose tearing it up right now. This one's the turkey. She loves the turkey, loves the chicken, loves the beef also, but turkey and chicken are her favorite. They come pre-portioned, name on the package. It's all fresh, healthy food, man. You can see the ingredients in it. It's awesome, all right? It's the best option for dogs of all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo. It's real, healthy food. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/wayback. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/wayback to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/wayback.
We were at a house party, and it was just a snowstorm. And I think everything was closed. It might have been a school day or whatever, but everything was closed. So we're like, there's ain't shit to do. Like, let's throw this party at my homie Dan's house. And so people were over. None of us had our license yet. There was, I think, 14, 15 inches of snow, like a lot. And I don't know whose car it was or whatever. One of the older, none of us had our license. We didn't have keys or whatever. But someone was like, jingle, jingle, jingle. And we just jumped in this car. I don't know whose it was. Someone at the party. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Somebody's still there. You just took their car.
And just fucking first time, you know, driving. I'm 14 to 20 inches of snow, like just going as fast as you can and then pulling it and just sliding down hills, going over to St. Paul and whipping around and doing shit like that. Like, no problem.
And this girl or dude's back at the party don't even know their car is gone.
No. And you know what? I don't know who. I guess the story stops there. We had a lot of fun. We didn't get into an accident. And we were out for like 45 minutes to an hour joyriding, probably drunk and high. And then we returned it back. And then, like, no one ever spoke of it since. Like, we got the keys back into the same spot. Didn't crash the motherfucker. Yeah. But we did see police out once, too. And we, like, right after we just slid over the whole thing.
Y'all be careful. You didn't do one of those when you're in the
snow. And I was too young to drive. And I looked 3 years younger. I looked like I must have been 12, 11 or 10. I was, you know, 13 or 14. But I looked really, really young.
Dude, even when I see 16-year-old kids now, I'm like, God, you look young. Like, you I know I sound old, but I really think they should bump that law up to 18. There was no texting back
what
in the
law?
Day. Driving.
Oh.
Right. When you 16? Care about laws, just so you know, it's 16.
What law? Yeah. Wait. What law? This is my Chris D'Elia moment. what age, man? What law are you talking about, man? Put that on. Make sure there's that's
staying. All right, so here's something very interesting, too, is, again, we were outside catching up, and you had sent some photos over, mm-hmm. and what you said to me was that you had a fire, and you thought you lost these photos,
yes.
and just realized that you actually have them, and when you sent them, these are the first time you're looking through them, too.
Yes, because...
So we have them all here. Why don't we look through them? Tell
Let's
me, go ahead,
it.
Say what you were going to say.
I mean, exactly what the fuck you just said.
Great.
You know, my dad burned my house down. Boom, we thought we lost everything. And then my mom and my stepmom just like recently, just very recently, like sent me this shit. So I'm looking at you. I was doing my, you know, some research being like, damn, let's bring some photos. And then here they are, like for me looking through them for the first time.
Let's see them, man. Let's see what we got here. That's
yeah, I thought
one.
I did.
Little baby prof right here, dude.
I didn't know that I had childhood photos. I thought it was over. So this is when I was diagnosed. Look at that.
Listen, I'm not saying
that
you look challenged or
anything's
or
possible.
Any kind of special needs. But I'm saying, and I said this to you before, if that was my baby, I'd be like, this motherfucker's definitely got some fluid buildup going on. We got to take
run
this
tests.
Thing in and get looked at.
We need run tests. My mama must have been like, okay, run the tests.
Or
run the tests
you're the last
thing.
Youngest one. They're like, whatever, he'll be fucking fine.
Yeah, that's just drag him along. Yeah. Drag him along. His
Somebody
sister's got
dropped
him.
You, bro.
His sister's got him. Look at that. Oh, what? What? What is this? What? Yeah. Who know he'd turn out to be a brilliant
This was one of my favorites. Yeah. You got a bloody fucking nose or something going on.
I'm just looking at the kid I just hit.
Yes.
Yeah, all angry as fuck. Man, fuck you. Life. And my mom's like, here's my boy. He's so rough. Like, that's toxic masculinity at its finest right there, man.
You have no idea why your nose or whatever.
Maybe I got pumped.
You know
look
what?
At that.
Look
I'm
at your
swollen.
Cheek. Yes. Look at that shit. I feel like you're looking at the
and
person.
I'm angry. That's
somebody
wild.
Said, sit your ass on your mom's lap and take that picture.
And what, why is my mama so happy? It's like I'm not.
Your
that's like
cheek
two,
is bruised as if somebody's putting hands on this
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I just got out of a fight or something.
Somebody's putting hands on this kid. No
and
doubt.
Look how happy my mom is. Like that's like I got Photoshopped. Those are two separate realities.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, this is my boy. She's fine though, huh? Damn,
mom
is fine
cute.
As hell.
Your mom's cute. All right, what is this here?
Gotta be one of my first talent show rap shows. Zoom in. Notice the fucking what is that? A wave cap? Come on now.
Oh, you do have one.
That's how we did it. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Hold on. Where? A1 how old are you here? Do you know how old you are here?
No. I mean,
is this high school or is this?
This must be
your performing school where you went.
This is probably in high school.
And what are we doing here? We got an original
Man,
going here.
Flexing.
Or are you doing somebody else's songs here?
This
what
is
are you
probably
doing?
Original shit. Two t-shirts. Get out of here. Baggy ass jeans. Look at that fucking. What is that? A bandana? A crooked hat? Come on, man. Come on. I'm spitting. Get out of my face. Damn.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association.
Killing
y'all
it.
The PPNA.
Bloomington Ave. What up, man? Come
Let's
on now.
Let's look that address up, Kirsten. Yeah, 3222 Bloomington Ave.
Look up Lake Street and Bloomington. I think they blocked off Lake Street for this, and that was a huge deal, blocking
now
off Lake Street.
You got
crazy.
A live band there with you?
Yeah. That was a band. That was one of the first bands I was with. This was probably sophomore, junior year in high school.
What is this show here, this Powderhorn?
That was thing. A talent show. I don't think anyone really
like
showed up.
Like a neighborhood talent show?
Yep.
And did you know the dudes in the band or did the band come with the...
Nah, I know that. I knew all them dudes. That dude was like my ace right there, Toussaint. He was, you know, my first guy I rapped with. He's always been like a public figure, you know, like rap didn't super pop off, but he's been like commercials and, you know, kind of like an influencer for justice. And he's been in his own lane, which is pretty cool. We broke up. We were just too.
What were you called here?
The Blend.
The Blend, huh?
Yeah, and I didn't like that name either, but he was like the boss. He was the boss of the whole shit because he was 2 years or 3 years older than me. And so everything he said went, and I was like, man, I had my own ideas. And so then I got famous.
No, but isn't it funny what happens when you start listening to yourself
yeah,
and just doing shit
yourself? Yeah, no, but I got nothing but love for him. Like, I had some great experiences with him.
What's the
shit.
Bass player doing these days?
Oh, shit. I don't remember the drummer neither. I don't know who's back there.
Let's see what's next here.
That one I wanted to talk about. We saw this.
All right.
Bro, so listen up. Look at how skinny my sister in the back is with them biker shorts.
Okay, this is your sister back
all
here.
All them sisters.
Is that you, the baby in the blue here?
Yep, in the blue. No, I'm that guy in the blue. Yep.
Okay, you're that royal
right by
blue.
Papa right
gotcha.
There. This is that when I came on, I don't know what episode it was, but when I was talking
about your first one, I think.
My dad boxing motherfuckers.
Yeah. Anybody, so go watch his first episode. Anybody wanted to date your sister had to box your dad.
Had
that
to
guy
fight
right there.
My dad in the backyard in the hood.
I never pictured him looking like that at all, I promise.
He's crazy.
That guy doesn't look like a guy. It's like, put some gloves on him if you want to take my daughter out.
That man right there that you're looking at, if he saw a group of 12 Cambodian bloods litter, he'd go up to him and flex on him and get in a fight with all 12 of them.
That's crazy.
That dude was fucking insane.
That is insane.
Yeah, that dude is fucking crazy. He burnt that house down all the way.
Why?
He's because he was crazy. He was, you know, undiagnosed shit. Mm-hmm. And so probably bipolar disorder.
This is sister, you,
yep, Sarah,
dad,
me,
who do we have
Papa,
here?
That's my younger sister.
The
after,
baby?
Yeah, after the woman came along and finally cleaned us up
okay.
a little bit.
And is
they
that?
Had a baby, a half-sister, Anastasia, and there's Charity or Christy. I think it looks like Charity.
Okay.
And then there's one older sister. And then this is the backyard. He would put on gloves and, you know, fight young teenage boys, pop them in the face a couple times That's before they start dating.
And a grown ass adult man yeah, looking yeah. like that, yeah. popping them in the face. I bet you that felt good.
Yeah. So that fence right there.
Uh huh.
Behind that fence, look at that garage over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the hood, right? Okay. So that house right there, there was a 20 to 30 foot antenna looking like at what you see at the top of skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm. On top of that raggedy ass house?
Okay.
How that fucking roof
was broadcasting the strongest radio signal across the entire neighborhood.
Just for radio, he wants that?
No. He was selling drugs through over the radio signal.
No.
Broadcasting over the whole fucking neighborhood.
No.
So listen to this.
No. Listen. How did he figure that out?
Listen to this. I would have homies over. I'd have friends over. We'd be watching TV or even on the phones. Because, you know, if you had friends, you'd talk on the phone to hour every night over with your homies. And his name, Full Black, would take over the TV, would take over, would be on our phones. It was so powerful. It'd be like, full blast. And he would start selling packs over the radio.
What do you mean? And you just hear
he would take over the TV.
The emergency broadcast would come through.
It's full blast now. Full blast. Two packs for one. Coming out in the corner. Right.
And he lived right
there.
That's
full blast. So then the family would be watching like movie night. My dad would be like, God damn it, full blast. And he would get up and he'd be like, nah, he'd go right up to the door. Cut that shit down. Doom. Like we're trying to watch a movie. Cut that shit down. Like, we can't watch TV because Full Blast is broadcasting.
Full Blast.
That's dude. His name.
That's
yep.
crazy.
Never once did we snitch on him or nothing, but we would look
over. People rolling through there nonstop.
Serving brown paper bags.
I'm
packed
sure.
Right out the
yeah.
fucking window. Yes. And so even on my old friends seeing
full
this shit.
Full Blast.
I still
dude,
got.
That's actually an full incredible
blast,
idea.
Full Blast.
He didn't
coming
have to
out
go
watching
anywhere to sell drugs.
They pull right up there. I don't know how. Like
how the police cops not hear that shit?
They'd come by every once in a while and shit, but like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think my pops ever really snitched on him.
He interrupted the airwaves to
everything.
Sell his drugs.
Phones,
that is fantastic.
It, TV, what else was it? It was more, it was like coming through pots and pans and shit. I'm serious. Like, you could hold a pot. Like, it was weird. Like, that's why our whole family's all fucked up is the radio waves were so
that
fucking
strong. That might
be like,
it, actually, right there. It might be why. That might have been what happened to your head in that little baby picture, man. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I know I shrunk. My head shrunk.
You're full blast. Is
yeah,
what it
full
is.
Blast got me. Dude, yeah, I think it came through like toasters.
That
was
a
it. Radios.
Great
the
story.
Radios.
Have you ever in your life?
I drive by there, and that whole antenna is still.
Nuh-uh.
Up. Last time.
Listen, please. Next time you go by, get a shot.
I'll send
at
you
that
a picture.
Yeah. I want to see it.
It's been a long time. It's probably been 2 years. Since
also, kudos to whoever built that fucking roof because that thing.
And the
is,
antenna. What kind of electrician? Like you got to be a scientist.
Yeah, to know all
crackhead
that. Crackhead
scientist. Damn.
How do you know how it's gonna work? How do you know it's working? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. There's so many times I'll talk on my phone, like, bro, I can't even talk over him, so I'll call you back later, man. Full blast is on right
and
now.
How long is his message? He just out there for
he'd
like,
be on for 20 minutes, half hour, all night.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
He's not just 10 seconds telling you to
I think
come
he was
it.
Responding. I think people would like, I honestly think people would respond back in a different way, like over CB radio to him.
And
then he'd respond back. It was like he was just talking by, I think he was just spitting all night long, like in code and shit. And I was so young, I don't remember exactly what he was saying, like, but it was obvious, like, oh, this dude's serving.
Full blast, dude. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we have next here.
Good memories.
What is this?
That's a, there's a.
Is this
a
Halloween
super
or a play
hippie,
or?
Super hippie parade that goes through the South Side and goes through Powderhorn called the May Day Parade. And I used to hit that every single year. That's my first year being in the May Day Parade. I made my own shit. It's just a bunch of like poor people get together and like do dumbass costumes. And
so there's no theme to it. It's not like Little Red Riding Hood.
You can
Hood
do whatever
or,
you want. You can go to, it's public. So you could go like, hey, which I loved it. It's a Heart of the Beast theater on Lake Street. I don't know if they're still around or what.
What are you like, Lone Wolf? What do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you there's every like 100 feet, there'll be a new theme. And so you just be like, all right, what are you guys doing here? And it was just done with the public. And it was honestly one of my favorite things, like the celebration, the vibrancy, like the different cultures and shit. Like you get some Mayan motherfuckers stomping with bells and whistles everywhere. You get like African people. You get like the hippies, you know, cussing out the Republican, you know, nominees and shit. And like, I just loved it. Every single year, I made it my entire life until I started touring. And it was like, bummer. I missed my first May Day, like when I was in my, you know, younger 30s or something.
That's great.
Yeah, and I've missed them because now I tour every spring. So like I haven't been to a May Day parade in like 5-6 years or something like that. Look at that shit. People doing ingenious shit. and they can steer the heads and stuff, and they make them all like early spring, late winter, and then it's like finally warm in Minneapolis, and then they march right down the hood, they block off Bloomington, and then we march right back into Powderhorn, and there's never no bullshit, there's never no like shootings or nothing like that. Like everybody knows what it is, like everybody respects it when it comes through.
I see what else we got. Here we go.
Hey, that's the last time Minnesota's had a championship. World champs, Minnesota Twins, 1991.
Kirby Puckett.
Hey, look at that. Drink that in. Look at that mustache. Powerful man. Goddamn.
Turtleneck. He's got the turtleneck on. Underneath. There is no way that guy is fucking punching kids. And
yeah, he was a preacher. He was a preacher.
He was a preacher too?
Yeah, and he hit children.
He was just baptizing them.
No, I think he only hit me because I don't think he hit any of the girls. But
just you're here. He only
hit
right.
Me. Yeah, that boy in the corner was getting hit.
And now, is this mom or is this?
That's Twyla.
The lady that came in and
gave
beds.
Came in and threw away the beanbags.
Okay.
And there's my little sister on the side.
You got a good looking family. It's a good looking family.
Yeah, it's really weird that my mom is like just gorgeous and my dad was so fucking quick and smart. I've still met nobody. If he could be a comedian
good
on the top
teeth.
Of his head, off the top of his head, those were all fake because I think he got his teeth knocked out. But that's another story. I don't know. But it's just weird how like we were just in the hood in the slums. My mom and my dad. My mom is like a model looking motherfucker. My dad was just brilliant, but we were poor and like it's just a weird combo. Me and my older sister right there to the left,
top left.
Yep. I was having a conversation with her. She started her own business, both self-made millionaires out of Section 8 housing in out of one family, out of totally separate things. Because my dad was smart. My mama was smart. My mom always gave me so much love. Like, there was a lot of fucked up. Look at how crazy my fucking sister looks above me.
Everybody looks like they're looking a little that way except for you. You look like you're looking right at us.
It. Right through your soul, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, help me. Yeah, so it's crazy, man. All those kids that grew up to do weird shit, just crazy, weird family, man. Not normal, but there it is.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
Look at that background. What is that?
I don't know,
like,
man.
Some kind of...
I don't know.
Like, butterfly,
it's not Christmas
fucking
or something.
Pine?
It looks like
what
a
the
fucking,
hell is that?
Yeah, it looks like it was in Christmas, but...
No, yeah. That would have been October,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
That would have been October. I mean, who knows when you took it?
No, it had to have been... He had to buy those... shirts for everybody and get us all together.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I see what else. We have anything else? So who's this?
That dog, I named like three mixtapes after that dog. Like I was scared to walk around the neighborhood and shit. Like that was at that age really, like that boy right there. Like if I stepped outside, that's when I was like trying to be cool with some kids, but then they'd give me a knife and we had to go steal a bike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, damn, I don't really want to knife nobody. So, you know, so then I go back inside and shit. And then, but then we got this dog and we'd take my walks and everyone was scared of this dog, which they should be. Cause he was fucking vicious and he was trained like a crazy. And, you know, so I'd be walking the dog and no one would fuck with me. So we walked this dog twice a day. No, everyone knew, you know, damn, that's, you know, so like everyone stopped fucking with me when I was, you know, walking this dog or if I was by my family. And that dog's name was Kaiser von Powderhorn. So Powderhorn was where we're living. Mm-hmm. And then we named him Kaiser. So King of Powderhorn made sense. And then, you know, that kind of gave me some swag. So like one of my first early mixtapes when I was starting to rap, I named him Kaiser von Powderhorn because I was like, yo, man, this is like, you know, no one's fucking with me no more. And so then I would just go crazy. And that was like dedicated to that dog right there.
Thank you for doing this, dude.
Hell yeah. Anytime, man. I'm sure.
Every time.
Every
please,
time. Every time
you're in LA, come through, please.
Yes, sir.
Promote everything again. I know you're not going to. Your tour. You're out on tour right now. Yep. Go to his website, prof.com. Is that? I hope you have that.
Man, there's some fucking... Prof pieces Gompo. Of shit that are com. Hanging on the prof, you know? Like mm-hmm. on Instagram and shit. They're not even active, man. Fuck you, man. Give me my shit.
There's so many comedians, you know, have a common name and they got to have comedian after because like mm-hmm. Will Johnson just don't want to give that shit up, man. He's got 3 followers on Facebook and he posts every now and then.
So I'm touring, but like, they're, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Look, whatever. You're humble. He's one of the most electric, fun live performers I promise you will ever see. And everyone that I've told that's gone to see him comes back. He's like, I don't know how the hell he does it. I promise you. He gives 110% every time. And it's a great fucking live show. Go see the man.
Ow.
There you go. And as always, Ryan Sickler on all social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are on my website at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.